Hello, this is Caleb with God's Loving Sacrifice Podcast, where we talk about the Word of God and how it helps us get through today's world. I hope you learn and grow as you listen. Happy Easter. Today we're going to talk about the work of the cross and forgiveness. It's going to be a little bit of a different conversation because I read a post on Facebook from someone I know that said, "Why is it so hard to forgive myself?" And that's what we're going to talk about. There isn't a lot in the Bible about forgiving yourselves, but we're going to talk about why we shouldn't have to forgive ourselves. Why you would think that the work on the cross wasn't sufficient for you. If Christ forgives you, and you don't forgive yourself, aren't you saying that he needed to do more? That you can not forgive yourself because there was something that he didn't do? And I don't think that's what we really think, but that's what it shows. So let's start out with talking about the work on the cross. As we all know, John 3:16 through 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." There's a couple things there. Number one, it says, he came not to condemn the world. If you're not forgiving yourself, aren't you condemning yourself? Again, you're taking action that God isn't. If he's not condemning you, if he's forgiving you, then what are you holding on to? The cross did everything it needed to do. The thing it says, and this is where we really need to think about John 3:16. It says, whoever believes in him. Okay, that believes is a very important word. My grandkids believe in Santa Claus. There are people out there that says they believe Jesus was a good man. They believe that there was a Jesus. They just don't believe in him. Also, what is it that we're supposed to believe in? One of the scriptures say, believe in the name of Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Believe in. It's the believing in. We are supposed to believe in the good news, the gospel. That's where our belief is aimed. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-11 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I have preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, which also you are saved. If you hold fast to that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and with his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so preached, and so you believed. That believe in means you believe he was born of a virgin. You believe he was God's son. You believe he spent 33 years on the earth. You believe that he was crucified for our sins and made an atonement for us. You believe that he was put in the tomb. You believe that he rose on the third day. You believe that all of these people saw him and it was proof that he did arise. You believe that he was taken and is at the right hand of the Father and he is waiting on us to join him. That's what those two words mean, believe in. If that is what you believe in, and Jesus went through all of that for you, and he took it on himself. He assumed our sins. He offered himself as a sacrifice, and he saved us from death. If you believe all of that, how can you not forgive yourself? How can you say, I just can't forgive myself? What is it that God didn't do for you? It will take a while if you're at that point that you don't forgive yourself. But pray about it. Think about it every day. Let that healing take a hold of your life. And how do I know that that healing will happen? Because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what you're holding on as something you cannot forgive yourself for has been cleansed. So you're holding on to something that's clean? It's cleansed. Christ cleansed it. It's no longer yours to hold on to. You know, he said he threw it as far as the east is from the west. It's no longer yours. You have to give it to him and you have to let it go. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. His grace is sufficient. The work on the cross was sufficient. Your forgiveness was sufficient. So there is no not forgiving ourselves. Christ did it for you. Trust in him. We need to stop relying on other things where we try to fix things. Now, if you go to pray and you find that you do have something against a brother that you haven't forgiven yourself for because it was your fault, then you need to go make that right with the person that you did it to. Once that's made right and you go back to pray, it's gone. You don't have to hold it any longer. Other things in life, we can't fix things that God needs to fix. And when we're holding it, God can't fix it. God's grace is the only thing that can fill the holes in your life. He created all things. He died. He rose. He was a sacrifice. He forgave us. When do you say to him, God, the cross was sufficient for me? I pray that you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave a message by contacting me on the website at www.godslovingsacrifice.com. And while you're there, you can catch up on all the other episodes, check out the reviews, and even read the blog. You can also leave a comment on Facebook at God's Loving Sacrifice. Thank you for spending time with us today. And until next time, may God richly bless and keep you.